about the time. So lift the glass. Oh, don't look back.
We're simply having a wonderful Christmas time. We're simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Christmas time.
The party's on, the spirit's up, we're here tonight, and that's enough.
We're simply having a wonderful Christmas time,
yeah.
We're simply having a wonderful Christmas time, we're simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
I have always loved that Christmas song. It's a modern Christmas classic. It's polarizing, though. There are people who love it, like me, and then there are people who hate it. In my own house, we are a house divided. My husband hates that song. It's Paul McCartney's Wonderful Christmas Time, but I really do feel like that song encapsulates the mood I am trying to set here in the second hour. I just absolutely love the opening lyric. The mood is right. The spirit's up. We're here tonight. And that's enough. And when we're trying to set that mood, when it's just you and a loved one sitting by the light of the Christmas tree and nothing else, the parties are over, everybody's gone. There's something kind of sexy to that, I've got to say. The mood is right. The spirit's up. Come on, we know what that means. We're here tonight, and that's enough. And sometimes that's all you need at Christmas, just you and someone you love. And hopefully you find that peace and joy over the holidays. So that version of the Paul McCartney classic is done by Macy Gray. Now, that comes from Macy Gray's recent Christmas album. It's called Christmas With You. She released it just last year. In the middle and the beginning, it was my challenge of maybe Christmases. And what I mean, in the middle, it was Dundas, Ontario, jazz vocalist and guitarist Chantal Chamberlain with her song, Maybe Next Christmas. That's from her EP, Merry Christmas. I really get Lucinda Williams vibes from that song from Chantal Chamberlain. And then starting the set off, it is Saskatoon indie folk singer-songwriter Eileen Laverty with her song, Maybe This Christmas. So that's what I mean. It was a competition of the maybes. Maybe This Christmas, followed by Maybe Next Christmas. If only there was a song, Maybe Last Christmas. That would have worked so well together. But Eileen Laverty actually got her start as a Celtic singer. Now dabbles much more in indie folk singer-songwriter territory, but covering the Ron Sexsmith modern Christmas classic, Maybe This Christmas. She released it as a single, I want to say back in 2019 now. Looking at the clock, we definitely have time for at least one more set of holiday songs. So, where are we going to? It is just, again, trying to create that gorgeous Christmas mood, that contemplative, reflective type of mood. Jen Grant, Halifax singer-songwriter Jen Grant, has been getting spoiled here on Girly So Groovy. She's been featured the last 2 weeks here on the program. We're going to feature her again. Last week, Jen Grant was featured when we did our honorable mentions for 2023. Not quite albums that cracked the top 10 for the year, but definitely albums worth going back and giving a listen to one more time before the year is over. So that was for Jen Grant's latest album, Champagne Problems. But I want to say it was maybe 2020, 2019, Jen Grant released a gorgeous Christmas album. So without further ado, here is Jen Grant right now with an absolute Christmas classic here on Girly So Groovy's Holiday Extravaganza. Thank you.
treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. Nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Thank you. reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas to you.
As a music programmer, all I want for Christmas is you, the loyal listener. That's really all I ask for. Music right there from New York City indie pop singer-songwriter Ingrid Michaelson, joined by actor and singer Leslie Odom Jr. on an absolute Mariah Carey hit, All I Want for Christmas Is You. That is taken from Ingrid Michaelson's holiday album, Songs for the Season. I have not revealed this secret to you yet, and I am afraid to reveal the secret to you simply because I don't know what this could do to our relationship or your opinion of me. I feel like I have been your trusted, girly, so groovy music guide for 22 years now, and hopefully every week I am delivering you music with great taste. But here goes. I'm coming out about this. I went to a Mariah Carey concert this month. Yes, my husband and I went to go see Mariah Carey's Christmas concert. I'm the one who talked my husband into doing it. Oh my gosh, there is so much that I can unpack right now with you, but I will say this. It was a 90-minute Christmas concert. About 1 hour of it was all Christmas material. Then a 30-minute medley of Mariah hits. Two things. One, 13-year-old closeted Trevor, the closeted gay kid, was going crazy to see Mariah live on stage when she got to those medley of hits. But I will say this also, there were moments where I thought, I feel like we've been invited to a Christmas concert at like a random church and Mariah Carey showed up for the level of Christmas show that she put on. There were so many times I turned to my husband and said, this show is so stupid and I am loving every minute of it. It was just so much fun for all the wrong and right reasons. I will say this, twice, not once, twice, Mariah Carey had her quote unquote glam squad come out, which was hair and makeup. And she literally would have her hair and makeup done on stage. Oh, I lived for every diva moment. So there you go. There is my Christmas confession to you. Please, please, please don't judge me for it. Okay, I went on a tangent. Did not expect to do that. In the middle, it is Texas jazz vocalist who just has an absolute cherub type voice. It is Kat Edmondson with the Christmas song. Now that comes off of her Christmas album, Holiday Swingin', and then we started things off that set with Halifax singer-songwriter Jen Grant with her take on White Christmas. You can find that on Jen Grant's gorgeous Christmas album, Forever on Christmas Eve. Well, friends, that brings us to the end of another Girly So Groovy. This brings us to the end of our annual holiday extravaganza. This brings us to the end of Girly So Groovy for 2023. Just a reminder, the next 2 weeks will be winter break for me. I'll be back in early January with all new Girly So Groovy. In the meantime, don't forget you can stay in touch with the show. We are on social media. Find us on Instagram at GSG Radio, or we are on Facebook at Girly So Groovy. Girly and groovy ending with an IE. If you want to catch up with the program, if you've missed a show, if you did not get a chance to hear the top 10 Girly So Grooviest albums for 2023, if you would like to listen to this holiday episode again, perhaps on Christmas Day or throughout the holidays, know that you can find the last 10 weeks worth of Girly So Groovy on the free, no membership required listening platform, Mixcloud. Simply go to the website mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy, both ending with an IE. I'm going to leave you with one last Christmas carol, and for the last few years, I feel like I have been closing up our annual holiday extravaganza with this song. Of all the holiday songs, of all the Christmas carols, this one is my absolute favorite. This song, this version, to me, it is the sonic equivalent of a snow globe. It is everything that I am trying to put in a mood and vibe for the second hour. This is the song that you want playing when it is just you and a loved one sitting by the glow of the Christmas lights. The parties are over. Everybody's gone. It's just, again, you and those lights. And, oh, it's Judy Garland. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. It is just an absolute Christmas classic. And with this song, as we wrap up the year, I genuinely mean it when I say to you, I am so thrilled and excited to have the listeners that we have with Girly So Groovy across Canada into the United States with our Mixcloud account, the listeners that I get reaching out to me around the world. It just blows my mind. I've had listeners from Germany, from Vietnam, places that I never thought Girly So Groovy would even go is being listened to. And I am just so appreciative to that. So when I tell you this, absolutely believe me when I say it. I want to wrap up this episode sending you the warmest wishes I can for the holidays and into 2024. May the holidays and the year ahead for you be filled with good health, joy, peace, and above all else, laughter. Thank you for tuning in. Here is Judy Garland here on Girly So Groovy.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year all our troubles will be miles away. Once again, as in olden days, happy golden days of your faithful friends who were near to us will be dear to us once more. Someday soon we all will be together if the fates until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow. So have yourself a merry little Christmas. Thank you.
Christmas.